another episode of Pretty Not Smart with Yoatzy
and Louis, aka the baddest perra,
the stinkiest perra.
Ya usted, yo sí me bañé hoy.
You guys, I've had the worst migraine of my life all day today, and Louis said he doesn't care.
Because we had to film. Sorry about it.
I know.
She wanted a cancel.
But I didn't because I'm dedicated to the potty.
Qué bueno. Because if you did, I would have done it alone. I would have told them to go cancel you right now.
We have been on it since we started. I don't think we've missed a single week. And we're not going to.
Yeah, we're like on week 28.
No mames. Yeah. We're all responsible.
Like, it's going straight. And that's the straightest I've ever gone.
Don't get straighter than that.
Yeah. So, appreciate it. Do you have the word of the fucking century or not?
No, about that? I have migraine brain.
Word of the century is migraine.
Oh, actually, that would be a good one. You think you could spell it?
No. I'm just kidding. Okay.
Migraine. Do it. I mean.
M-I-G.
Uh-huh.
R.
Uh-huh.
A.
Uh-huh.
I-N. Migraine.
I-N-E. You lost the E at the end. Migraine.
My granny. Is there an E in there? Are you sure there's an E at the end?
I promise. Ew. I've been spelling migraine every day because I'm like, I want.
Once again, am I the stupid ass or is English the stupid ass?
Because, I think it's English.
Migraine.
Migraine. Guys, I have what is called. They're like, we don't give a fuck.
Oh, wait. Yeah, tell them about your migraine.
No, I'm watching them like, we don't care about that.
No, what if people don't even know what a migraine is? I didn't know until you started getting it.
So there's a difference between a headache and a migraine. A headache is like just a normal headache that usually more than like half of the people get. Like when you're stressed out, you're like, I have a fucking headache. Mm-hmm. Like, you know, but sometimes people will be like, it's a migraine. No, but just a headache. But a migraine is just like a fucking insane headache. Like a regular headache times like a million. And I have what's called an ocular migraine. So it impairs my vision. Like I literally lose vision and I go kind of like blind. It kind of looks like if somebody grabs a camera and they take a picture of you with a very strong flash. And you know how you lose your vision a little bit?
Yeah. Oh.
Like that. And the vision loss lasts about like 2 hours. But the way I already planned them, I already have them like set to the T how they work. I first get to lose my vision. 30 minutes later, I'll get a migraine. And the headache is so insane that it'll cause me to vomit. And, like, I get nausea because it's so strong. Uh-huh. But usually, I just sleep it off. And that's how it goes away. But Louis just showed me a video that he said that to dump my feet in hot water or something.
And, like, hot water. Like, it's crazy, though, because I don't know there was different types of migraines, you guys. So, I guess different things work for different people. But also, Yoti has tried so many things that they don't, like, work. God. But I told her to try that one because it randomly popped up on my For You page. So I saved it and I was like, ooh, next time you have to get some migraine, I'm going to show her this.
Try it. And I've been getting these migraines since I was 15 years old.
I remember that.
The first one, I was just like, why can't I see? I got a migraine. And then they just started happening. And I can't like really predict what causes them because they're always so random.
Yeah.
But the last couple of times, I feel like it has to do with my hormones because I'll get the headaches. And then maybe 2-3 days later, I'll get my menstrual cycle.
It's crazy.
So I feel like they're tied into my hormones in some way. Mm. So yeah, that's science with you, Yoatzy.
Get that one piercing.
The dick piercing? What's it called?
I don't know.
It's like a dithe.
It's something in your ear array, obviously. Uh-huh. It's that little huesito that you have. I feel like it would fucking hurt, but I heard like a million people say that once they got that piercing, they never got a migraine.
Anymore. I want to try it, but I'm so scared, bitch, because I feel like it would hurt. Like it's a huesito. Me lo va a tronar.
But at the same time, like that one time pain to fix it forever.
But what if it doesn't work?
Oh, you'll look sickening.
Right, I'm like, look at what I got. They're like, ew, earwax.
Babe, they're all looking inside your ear.
You know what this just reminded me of?
What?
I pendeja babosa. When I worked at Kmart, uh-huh. I don't know if I've ever told you the story. I worked at Kmart and I had a nose piercing.
Oh, I remember that. Uh-huh.
And there was this lady that was kind of like chismosita vibe. She didn't work there. She was just a customer. And she would always come to the jewelry department because that's where I worked. Uh-huh. And she would just pretend to want to look at stuff and want to buy stuff, but she would never buy shit. She's just like very chismosa vibes. Yeah. And one day I'm showing her these earrings and she won't stop staring at me. I'm like, why is she staring at me? And then she was like, okay. She's like, I want to be nice to you. And I would want somebody to tell me this if it was like for me, but in Spanish. And I was like, ¿qué pasó? And she's like, pero no te vayas a enojar conmigo. And I was like, what? She's like, tienes un moco. this bitch. And I was like, what? She's like, mija, tienes un moco y se te ve mucho. So it was like, basically, if you don't understand Spanish, she was like, you have a booger. And I, there was a mirror and I was like, what? So I looked to the mirror and I was like, no es un moco. It's the end of my piercing.
I hate that word.
My nose piercing. And then she just turned sober. She's like, ay, perdón, es que yo sí pensé que era un moco.
I was like, fuck you.
And what I ended up doing was I ended up just like tucking my piercing in more. It was like a straight one, but and I was like, is that better? So she couldn't see my moco.
And I remember with a lot of people who have like nose piercings, I used to always think it was like a little moco, but then I was like, why is that moco hella shiny? And then it was like a little metal rod. So like now whenever I see people with like nose piercings and I think I see something, I'm like, it's their piercing.
It's their piercing. It's actually a moco.
I know, I don't even tell them. It's all you're big. Like, ew.
Guys, Louie, whenever we go out or stuff, he does booger checks. Oh. And he'll be like, hey, do I have a boogie down?
Look, you guys. So I got it from Nicki Minaj. Song like little boogie down basic bitch. So I don't know why the word boogie down, like the word boogie just stayed with me. Boogie, so I started calling boogers like boogies, but like it's super casual, so I don't even have to be like, hey, do I have a moco, and like whisper. I'll just go to like anybody I trust, I'm like, do I have a boogie down?
And we already know,
and
that
we already
means
know
booger.
To like low-key look. And it's helped so much because this is, I'll be like in public ass settings or before I'm gonna like do something important, take pictures. And yeah, I'm like, do I have a boogie down?
No, I like, think no. In our dime shoe, I was like, Louie, you got a boogie down.
Oh, and yeah, I remember.
Like, oh shit. Yeah. He like fixes it.
Or like somebody will just tell me, like you guys will be like, you have a boogie down. Yeah. And like even if somebody else hears, they're not gonna be like, abe, you have a moco.
Because so, nobody knows what it means.
So, y'all, if you want to use it, go ahead and just be like, amiga, do I have a boogie down?
Yeah, there you know. Go. Because
people are like, the fuck's a boogie down, babe? Don't worry about it,
none
babe.
None your business, babes.
Everyone's like, boogie down. No, yeah, you guys, but talking about dime, if you're watching, right. Y'all know we have our sunglasses on. Well, some of our sunglasses
on.
You guys, so me and Yoatsi had our first Pretty Not Smart collab.
High five. We did that shit.
I know, you guys. Oh, this is so exciting.
I'm getting goosebumps.
Same. Not only because, like, obviously we love wearing sunglasses. They're such a huge part of, like, us on a daily life. But it's, like, our first collaboration. And that means so much
like,
to
together?
Us.
Together? That's insane.
Yeah. And, like, the whole packaging and the whole concept was Pretty Not Smart, like the colors, it's purple and pink, and I think we chose the fucking best colors to associate ourselves with,
literally,
because they look so pretty together,
and they're like best friends. Pink and purple are literally besties, and that's
And like I feel like the whole pictures and the packaging, the box, everything looks so pretty as like the pink and purple.
I love it.
But Yoatsi and I came out with a total of 7 sunglasses.
Yeah, it is.
And we are wearing, if you're watching on YouTube, we are wearing our pairs. Well, one of our pairs right now.
This one, the one that I'm wearing, is called Onyx.
And mine's Incognito. And this collab means so much to us because...
It literally does.
Like I said, we wear sunglasses all the time. Like, bitch, I remember hella people would always be like, why are you wearing sunglasses at the club? But I'm like, why the fuck not? Like,
and I got that inspo from Louie because, like, I feel like Louie would always wear them at the club. Yes. And he just looks so sickening. Uh-huh. And, like, I love it because, like, even if you are, like, a little drunk, no one can tell because you have your sunnies on.
No, and, like, I feel like a lot of, like, my amigas started wearing their sunglasses, like, out as well because it's literally such a vibe and you don't get it until you do it.
You
and, like,
do it.
Because there would always be people, like, staring like, why is this bitch wearing sunglasses? And like, or like people would always be like, why are you wearing sunglasses? Like it's hella dark in here. Yeah. I'm like, well, the girls that get it, and the girls that don't. But I don't know, it just levels up the any
that
fucking outfit.
Yeah.
Yeah. So these are mine. They come in a silver and like a mirror lens color. And Yoatsi has those in.
These are in like, it's called like a turtle color. So we have them in all black, and then we have them in like a turtle color.
You guys it's can like see brown. More of it on our Instagram. We also have a smaller shade called Low Key in white, black. And we also came out with the turtle color with those as well.
I think we did.
And yeah, I can't believe
we're just
believe
so
it's
excited. And we literally, I feel like what I'm most excited for is to see you guys wearing something that me and Louie like did together. Mm-hmm. And for you guys to be like, we're pretty not smart.
And not to like eat our own bumpies or anything, but we were so excited to work with Dime Optics because they have good as high quality sunglasses.
They're not like your cheapy little glasses. They're so nice and thick.
Our butts. No, I knew they were gonna like bring our visions to life. So when we showed them what we wanted to do and like create, and we got our first sample, I was so like, oh, I can't wait for you guys to have them in your hand. Like, they feel heavy. They feel luxurious.
Yes.
You're going to notice all the details once you have them in your hands. And I hope so you guys pretty. Love them just as much as we do.
So we can't see. We can't see.
Imagine. I'm like, and you won't be able to see either.
No, we cannot wait to see you guys wear them. So as soon as you get them, please tag us everywhere. Pretty Not Smart, Louis, UAT time, everywhere.
And they launch on November 9th.
Yes.
So go to our Instagram so you guys will see more information on our Instagram about the sunglasses. So we will be leaving a link down in the description box below if you guys want to check out our collaboration.
Please do.
And let us know what you guys think. And like I said, we will have more information on our Instagram if you guys want to see more images. Or just go to the link in the description box and go straight to the website.
Literally. Yay. Go give likes and comments to our pictures on IG because they're cute.
Okay. So now that we got our little collaboration out there, I did want to announce another big ass thing that happened this week.
You're pregnant.
I bet you know. Your birthday.
Let's not talk about that.
That was the worst birthday I've ever had.
No, honestly, I'll push it aside. I honestly feel like this was one of the best birthdays I've ever had. Yay. Yeah.
I know.
It was so perfect. I feel like I was very down this year for my birthday. Mm-hmm. Just because, like, I feel like this year, out of all the years, this is the first year where it hit me that, like, I'm going to get old and I'm going to look different. I'm going to get wrinkly. Like, I don't know.
Are y'all trying to make it a bad thing?
That's like literally what was going through my head. I was like, oh my God, like I'm going to get viejita. Like I'm never going to look young again. Like I was just very depressed. And I feel like this year it just really hit me. So I was just like, I don't really want to celebrate. But at the end of the day, I was like, the day of my birthday, I woke up feeling like, you know what? I'm actually very grateful for another year of life. Like, what a better gift than to be alive for another year and hopefully many more years to come. But I was like, okay, you know what? We need to celebrate 28. We can't be in a Margarita vibes.
Yeah.
But I did not want to do nothing. And Louis knows because I was like, I don't want to do shit.
Yeah.
And then Louis convinced me to go out to dinner the night before my birthday. Mm-hmm.
Well, let me tell y'all what really fucking happened. Uh-huh. Okay. So I had asked Yuatsi a while back if she wanted to do anything for her birthday. And she kept saying no, 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 no. She was like, I kind of want to do like a little club hosting or something fun to like have a great time. But she didn't really plan anything.
Yeah.
So that's all the confirmation I needed to like throw her a little surprise party. Because on my 21st, Yuatsi threw me a surprise party.
Oh, yeah.
And that was, I had no fucking clue. Like, I feel like I can figure things out when people are doing something for me.
Yeah.
But for my 21st, I had no idea that you were throwing a party for me. So when you did, I got so happy. And I was like, oh my God, yay. And
yes.
Like we talked about on the last episode, I believe that everybody should celebrate their birthday, whether it's, you know, with some small group of friends or your family or even like by yourself. Like,
yeah.
I just think, like you said, it's a way to celebrate another year of life and to be thankful.
Yeah.
But, yeah, so when Yuatsi, especially on our last episode, I already had it planned and everything. I already knew I was going to do this for Yuatsi.
You already knew.
I did. So I knew I wanted to throw her a surprise party. And I was like, what better place than my house? Like, she won't figure it out. And
literally,
I kind of like latched onto the idea. Like, I kind of latched onto Yuatsi's idea of not wanting to do shit because it helped. I feel like in my case, it was helping me make it a better surprise.
Because
she was like, oh, I don't want to do anything, blah, blah. So I just didn't ask her, like, oh, what do you want to do about it? I just made it seem like, eh, I don't care. Like, yeah, we're not going to do shit for your birthday. And that's because you didn't want to do shit
and
for
I
your
feel
birthday.
Like everybody was like that too. Mm-hmm. Like, my mom didn't bring it up. My mom wasn't like, you don't even want to go to dinner. Like, nobody brought anything up.
Nobody.
So in the morning of my birthday, I did kind of wake up agüite vibes, like triste, just because. With Louis, I wasn't really sad with Louis because he took me to dinner the night before. Uh-huh. So I was like, oh, Louis at least took me out the night before. But I was sad because my parents, I was like, my mom didn't even ask if I wanted her to cook me pozole or something.
Yeah, just something.
I was just like, she's mean. And I was like, nah, whatever. And then Alex, I had made Disney reservations for my birthday that day because I was like, I doubt anything's going to happen. So I'm going to take myself to Disney.
Yeah.
And the day before, Alex was like, can you cancel your Disney reservations? And I was like, why? And even Louis was like, I think, where were we? You were like, why did he make you cancel? Like, he better have something planned for you.
Yes, like, I was trying to play the role of, like, we ain't doing shit, so.
Yeah, like, you made it, like, you played it off so good. You're like, why did he do that?
Yeah.
And he was like, well, what are you guys going to do? And I was like, I don't know.
He and didn't I was like, he nothing. Better have something planned for you and shit. Like,
yeah.
Because y'all two was like, I don't know. He just told me to, like, cancel it. But, I, like, it was all working out so well. And even, like, Because her birthday landed on Saturday. So I feel like something had to have happened, like, party-wise. So on Friday, I was like, okay, let me take out Yoatsi to dinner. Not only because I wanted to, but I was like, it would also, I feel like, help her think that, like, oh, this is all I'm getting for, like, my birthday.
Yeah, that's literally what I thought. I was like, oh, he took me to a dinner that's, like, more than an house. And I was like, that's perfect.
Yeah, and I was like, no, like, I got you. So I invited, like, Adam Laudo. And we all went to dinner. And I was like, okay, he's going to think, like,
this is it. Dude, that was perfect.
And we even stayed at Yoati's house till 4 a.m., y'all, right. Playing cards. And, like, dude, I was exhausted. And I had to be up early the next day, you guys, to help set up for her party.
Oh, my God.
But I was like, I need to stay here late as fuck because she thinks this is all there is for her birthday. Yeah. And if I go home early, she's going to be like, bitch, you don't even care to, like, celebrate with me. Aww. So I was tired as fuck and knowing that I had to wake up early the next day to celebrate with her. But I was like,
that's crazy.
I still had fun, though. We played, like, card games and we were just, like, drinking
at the house. You were cracking up the whole time. It was really, really fun.
And then, yeah, the next morning I woke up to start, like, decorating. And then Marlene's flowers decorated my house for something that Alex wanted to do for Yoatsi.
It was so cute. I loved it.
Yeah, and I, like, invited a bunch of my friends, and I was like, okay, everybody be here at 4 so that we can surprise Yoatsi. And what's it called? I didn't know how to get Yoatsi to come to my house. So I was just like, hey. Like, I even texted her in the morning, y'all.
Yeah.
And I was like, hey, I don't know what Alex has planned for you today, but if you can just come to my house for a little bit around 5, I'm like, it'll be really quick. It won't take much of your time. And then either we can join your guys' plans or you guys can go off and do whatever you guys were doing.
Literally. So I was just like, okay. So in my head, I was like, okay, Louis probably wants me to go to his house to pick up, like, a little regalito. Mm-hmm. And then after, we're probably gonna go somewhere that Alex planned or something.
Yeah,
that's what I was thinking. And then I did think it was a little weird. As soon as I pulled up to your house, mm-hmm. I saw my parents' car in the driveway. Mm-hmm. And I was like, why are my parents here?
Yeah.
And Alex was like, what do you mean your parents are always here? And I was like, no, they're not.
Yeah.
And then that's when I got a little suspicious, but mm-hmm. I was like, oh, maybe they're all gonna give me little presents or something. Like, I did not think, like, there's gonna be a full ass party in there.
And I fucked up because everybody knew not to park in front of my house, so everybody parked somewhere else. And I saw my parents' truck there, but I was like, yeah, I was like, she'll probably think it's, like, normal, but fuck, I should have told my parents. But even if you would have seen my parents' truck on the street, you would have already known. So
yeah,
as soon as Yoatsi, like, came in, then everyone was like, surprise.
Surprise. I was like, I was literally so shocked. I was like, what's happening? Yeah. I was, like, in shock for a little bit. So thank you, Louis. It was an awesome surprise. Y luego no se acababa la pinche sorpresa. He bought me my treadmill. Oh, yeah.
She wanted a treadmill so she can do it at home. So I hunted down a finding a treadmill was really difficult.
Really?
I didn't think it was going to, like, I literally was like, oh, easy peasy, but... And then I kept finding some. They were really ugly, or I didn't like them. And they were all ancient. So it's a lot that goes into a treadmill, and I didn't know about it. But I'm glad I got one. Hopefully it works.
Thank you.
It doesn't work.
I still haven't even opened it because my dad has to take it to my house. So he's going to take it tomorrow.
I know. And then when she got to my house, you guys, for, like, the surprise, I was like, oh, it's just, like, I couldn't carry your presents too big, so I just wanted you guys to come pick it up.
Oh, yes, that's right. You were like, wait, how are you going to put your present in the car? And I was like, wait, what? I was still so confused. You're like, oh, just come. Help me put it in the car.
Yeah, I was like, just come inside. And then as soon as she walks in, everyone's like,
and I'm like, oh, RGI.
But, yeah, it was a fun night.
But yeah, it was such a great birthday. I got to celebrate it with all my close family and friends. So I loved it. It was really, really great. And I'm still recovering.
Well, talking about presents, I opened what I thought was a little present this morning.
Oh, you just opened it today?
Bitch, I filmed that live.
Ay, pobrecito.
Let me tell you guys the chisme. So, I opened what I thought was a little present. I don't know if you guys are aware of the Kylie X Bratz collaboration, but they launched, like, some little mini Bratz dolls, and then they also launched the regular sized, and then they launched a fucking 30-inch Kylie from the Purple
Met
Gala look.
I'm gonna go.
No.
Yep. Go.
So, basically, So basically, when they launched that, you guys, they put them on sale. And I remember Yoatsi sending me the link. She's like, you need to buy this one. But I'm also a very impatient person. Like, when I see something has, like, a long-ass shipping date, I just don't buy it. I buy it when it's like easily accessible. Even though I could just buy it and just like forget about it and it'll arrive at my house, like I thought this did, but I didn't buy it. But this is the freaking doll, the Bratz doll that we're talking about. Fucking stupid ass. So, can you be any louder with the mic? So, when Yuati sent me that link, it was a long time ago.
It was
all this noise with the mic.
It was in August, to be precise.
August. That was 2 months ago. So, I didn't remember whether I bought the fucking Kylie doll or not.
And I sent him the link because I was like, Louis, you need to get this. And I was like, get it. And then he's like, wait, really? And I was like, yeah, but it's not going to get here till like 2 months later.
Yeah, and that's why I didn't remember whether I bought it or not. And then I was like, eh. I was like, it'll probably be in stores and I'll just like pick it up like quick. So, today, my dad was like, oh, like some mail got here. And I was like, oh, I was like, what the fuck? And then I see this big ass box and it's from Amazon. And I was like, what the fuck did I buy from Amazon? And I'm literally just staring at it. My dad's like, I don't know. So I look and yes, it has my name. It has my address. And I was like, oh, sickening. I was like, maybe I bought something that I forgot about. So I open it. Still have no idea what it is. There's another box inside. As soon as I open, I see the bottom and I was like, what the heck? I pull it out and I see the picture of Kylie. And I was like, oh, like my purple Bratz Kylie. And I didn't look at it. I was like, wait, wait, wait. I was like, I have to film a TikTok live reaction. So I take the fucking Mona up to my room and I film an unboxing, very like live reaction.
So cute.
And I like filmed myself opening it up and being all excited. And I said it in the video. No, the caption. Yeah. I was like, I don't remember buying this. I hate myself. I literally was like, I don't remember buying this. And the whole video, I was like, I don't know what the fuck this is. I was like, but it's Kylie. So I was thinking either one, I bought it and I forgot. I was like, or two, Brad sent it to me. No, porque si me ha pasado that my managers will like give my address to like a brand that I like or something without me knowing, and I'll get a care package and I'll be like, what the fuck? Like, how do they, like, I didn't see them reach out. So I low-key was like, oh my God, I got a package from Bratz. And I thought I did because I don't know if you guys saw my Instagram post of like the Kylie pictures. I recreated this exact look. So if you guys haven't seen it, go to my Instagram. I not to eat my own ass, but I look almost identical. All right. What's it called? And Kylie liked that photo on Instagram. So I was like, maybe Kylie liked it. And she gave my Instagram to Bratz. And they were like, here you go, my love.
And then let me tell you what happened before.
Stupid ass.
So I ordered this baby back in August when I told Louis to buy it. And he said, no.
Shut up.
And dude, so I saw other people unboxing them. And I was like, where the fuck's mine? And I was like, I told my parents when it got here to give it to me because my dad already knew that I was expecting it. But I think he forgot because it happened in August. And I was like, where the fuck's mine? And I was like, one of these days I was about to report it to Amazon because I was like, and then I'm scrolling on TikTok today and I see and I was like, oh, and I was like, no. And I was like, no way. I see you unboxing. I was like, that's my fucking doll. I commented on your video. I was like, that's my fucking doll. And then I was like, wait, Yuati. And I was like, maybe Louis did buy it. Go back and check on your Amazon orders.
Because we all share the same
Amazon share the same account. So I go look when I purchased it and it said it like it was on top of my other two that I purchased. Yeah. And it said when I bought it, it was under, it pulled it out of my card, my money. But we were all in the process of moving homes. So I didn't know what house it was going to be sent to. And I hadn't purchased my home yet. So I was like, well, Louis already bought his house. So for sure, I'll get it shipped to either his old address or that address because Louis will be somewhere.
Yeah.
And because I put one of his shipping addresses, it's automatically put his name. Mm-hmm. And so it got shipped to his house. So that's probably why he thought. And I was like, that's my fucking doll. So then I called him and I had to tell him. I was like, Louis, that's my Bratz.
And I was like, no, it's not. Yeah. And she was like, yes, it fucking is. And I was like, pull up the receipt. And I was like,
I did.
And I was like, because I bought it too. And then she was like, no, you fucking did. And I was like, I'm pretty sure I did.
I was like, I fucking told you to buy and you said you didn't want to wait.
So then she sends me a screenshot with like her card transaction.
And but he was like, nah, 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 it was your card, but it has my name and my address.
I was like, well, why'd you ship it to my house? So I was trying to like play mind tricks on her for her to be like, maybe that is his.
And I was like, but it pulled it out of my card. And he's like, no, it's still my, why would you put my address?
I was like, that's never happened before. Because on poor Amazon, it, like the default setting is if you don't change the shipping, it'll go to Yoatsi's no matter what. So I assume, I was like, bitch, and why the fuck would you put my address? But then she was like, well, because I was moving in everything. And I was like, shut up. So that's,
and he was like, nah, nah, I'm gonna go do my research. I'm gonna go look for my receipts.
And y'all know I went to go check. I said, let me see this fucking receipt.
And then he saw poor Louie.
But you know what? That's not Kylie anymore. I did some Annabelle witchcraft on her. So have I'm fun. Scared.
Ashley will get out in the middle of the night.
She's going to be on your bed.
She's like, ding, ding. But she's sorry cute. About it. Well, maybe si te portas bien, you might get one for Christmas.
Well, since we're talking about Santa, looks like you're Mrs. Claus.
Why?
Because I bought one right away and I accidentally used your car.
Right now?
I swear, after you took it from me, I was like, cha-ching.
Fuck you. No, you did it. Baboso.
But look, you guys, well, what?
But look, look, it could be a present.
Well, now it can be.
Fuck you, no,
no
you
look, you guys. So go to your bank account. So
he got so excited.
As soon as she told me it was her fucking Kylie doll, I got mad and I was like, I'm going to go buy one. Well, now the shipping is so much
quicker.
Oh, yeah.
It literally says arriving Wednesday. Fuck you.
No. I was like, let me see when this shit would arrive to see if there's still a delay. But no, it's saying like 3 days from now.
Cancel order.
Bitch, no. So I went on Amazon.
You baboso, literally my card. And then it's going to my house.
Well, I was going to say, I meant to click next so that I can edit the fucking information and like purchase the fucking thing. So it's shipping to her house using her card. So now you have to get back to me. But I won't send you the money until you give me the doll. Yoatsi lagged so much to bring anything that was left at her house. So
I can't take my doll?
Oh, yeah. Or we can do that. I can take this one. No, that one's possessed already.
No. Just take this one because you already unboxed it. Like, the reaction is real. This one belongs to Louie because he already did a video.
Dude, it already had it in my house in display.
Ay, pobrecito.
And I was going to hang up the dress right next to it.
I felt so bad. I was like, fuck, I have to tell him that that's mine. And then I did a stitch on his little TikTok video.
You did?
Yeah, you didn't see my stitch?
No.
I stitched it.
And you posted
it
on TikTok?
Yeah, I was like, Louie, want to know why you don't remember ordering that doll?
Let me see.
I was like, that's my fucking doll. So the possessed one is Louie's.
Shut up. It's not possessed. That was just
But low-key though, she's so pretty.
I love how big it is.
I did not think it was gonna be this fucking humongous.
And I think it's so iconic since I like did her that look.
Yeah.
I just feel like it's a Mona of me, low-key. Right? I'm like Leo Teens. It's a doll of me.
Like, this is one of the, because I collect brats. This is one of the many brats I will never unbox.
Yeah.
Like, it will be in here forever. When I'm 80 years old, they're gonna be like, what's that?
Definitely gonna turn into Annabelle.
Well, here you go. You can have her back. I'll just wait for my
new one. Leave it right there.
You owe me $110.
No, you owe me.
Hi.
But yeah, you guys.
That was really funny.
That's our story of
We're
our
pretty
Kylie.
Not smart. I can't believe that happened, dude.
We're all about to fight for Kylie.
I know. Wait.
Okay.
Are we just gonna leave Kylie there?
Chucky, fuck you, Casa, you don't deserve her.
Well, she's yours. Mine's not here yet.
Yeah, she looks all scary just hiding.
I know. She's
like, you can move her.
Or should we just leave her there?
Yeah, just leave
her. Just leave her. She looks
cute. Just don't
cute.
Hit her. But I was going to say, okay, so Yoatsi's birthday just passed, you guys. And Yoatsi is a fucking Scorpio.
She's a fucking Scorpion.
And next week is our younger sister's birthday, Andrea.
She's also a Scorpio.
Andrea is also a Scorpio.
And Travis is November 23rd. He's also a Scorpio.
You know what's crazy, you guys? Like, I don't know what to say. I never really looked into, like, Scorpios, horoscopes like that until things started being, like, very coincidental. Like, it seemed too easy for me to, like, blame everything of my characteristic traits into a horoscope. But after looking into it and seeing, like, a lot of things, like, made sense or, like, kind of fall into, like, horoscopes, it started making me, like, be a believer that, like, you know, the day that you were born, depending on, like, the moon and the stars and all this
and
bullshit.
And the time and everything.
It really does fall into, like, some of your characteristics.
It really
traits.
Does.
And it just kind of had me, like, tripping out. And I think one of the biggest, like, I guess, green lights for me to, like, really believe these things is... So I'm a Leo. If you didn't know, and you could
we can tell babes.
And my, I'm not compatible with Scorpios. That's just plain and simple. I'm not compatible with them. And it just always, not to say anything bad about my Scorpio girls out there. It doesn't mean I hate Scorpios. I'm just saying I'm not very compatible when it comes to certain things. And it always just happened that every person that, you know, like had a, something a little off.
A ver, ¿y qué es eso?
I just, they always happen to be Scorpios.
A ver, ¿qué pasa?
And it doesn't mean that I absolutely hate them. It's just that every, oh, when I bump, the people that I end up bumping heads the most with end up being Scorpios. Like I have a friend or I have a couple friends who are Scorpios and I love them.
Then why are they your friends?
Well, because I love them, but we bump heads a lot. And that's where it gets ugly.
Oh, my God. It all makes sense.
And Yoatzi and Andrea, like I always say, I love these putas because they're my sisters. But I look even like if y'all weren't my sisters, I don't know how much I love y'all. Puta. Yeah. But then I'm also like, it could be like a brotherly, sisterly thing. But yeah, it always just happened that not so much that that's I hated those crazy people, but the people that I bumped heads with the most, I'd always find out that they were Scorpios. And I was like, so I think that was the biggest confirmation I got where I was like, okay, that shit could be real.
And that's weird just because I don't think I've ever found a sign that I am not compatible with. Mm-hmm. I could be wrong, but to me, the that I am not compatible. But for sure, I know that I am very highly compatible with Libras. I love Libras. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Libras are all around me for whatever reason, and I love them. Like, my dad is a Libra. Alex is a Libra. One of my best friends, Eric, is a Libra. And they're just like, sometimes I vibe with a person really good, and I'm like, let me guess, you're Libra. And they're like, yeah.
Yes.
And I'm like, dude, how the, literally Libras are all around me. So if you're a Libra, I love you.
And I was going to say, that was the next thing that confirmed it for me, is that every person that I end up loving so much and caring for end up being fucking Sagittarius.
Oh, really?
And my best friend, Yami, which all my OG perras know Yami, she's been with me since elementary school. Yami's a Sagittarius.
That's right.
And me and Sagittarius are the most compatible.
Oh, shit.
And every time I vibe with somebody, like, cause I'm not that bitch to be like, what's your sign? I don't care. It just happens. If it comes out, it comes out. And then I'll be like, oh shit. But I don't judge people like, oh, what's your sign? Let me see if I'm going to like you or not. Like, no, I just live my day every day how it is. And if it just happens to comes up, it does. But it always happens that with the girls or the guys that I vibe with the most, and if it comes out, they're like, oh, I'm a Sagittarius. I'll be like, bitch, that's a trip.
Like, that makes sense.
And yeah, Yami's a Sagittarius and Yami's been with me for so long. And I don't think I've ever really had ugly arguments with Yami, like ever.
Same. I'm like, just with Alex. But I don't fight with Libras like that.
But I was going to say, I think, because I've always been like, okay, why with like Scorpios? But I think because we're both fire signs, right? Mm-hmm. So that's why I say when it comes to like bumping heads, it's not cute. It's not so much that I walk around being like, oh, you're a Scorpio. But it's just like when it happens, and if I do get into an argument with a Scorpio, it does not end pretty.
We're just, Leos and Scorpios are both very strong signs. Yeah, yes. Like very strong. Mm-hmm. And for example, me and Libras get along so good because Libras are not very like crazy dominant as much as like a Scorpio. So we like level each other out really good. And Sag is probably the same thing. I don't really know too many qualities of a Sag, but I'm going to assume they're not as psycho as a Leo.
No, yeah, it's really crazy. And yeah, I don't know. Even when people ask me like, what's your sign? I'll always be like, guess. When anybody asks me what's your sign, I like to ask them to guess, because those are usually the people who really look into it.
Uh-huh.
So I'm like, okay, if you really know about it, like, tell me what the fuck's good.
Yeah.
So then they'll be like, oh, like Leo. And I'm like, oh, yeah. Or sometimes they'll give me, oh, I can't remember other ones that they've given me, but then I'll be like, no, I'm a Leo. They'll be like, oh, that makes sense. I'm like, does it really?
I there's a lot of people who don't like Scorpios. So the other day, I was on live and they were like, wait, you're Scorpio? And they're like, Scorpio. Blah, blah, blah. And I was like, yeah. And then I was like, I have a question. And I was like, for real though, like for real, can somebody please just shut the fuck up and tell me what it is about Scorpios that you guys don't fuck with? Because everybody in the comments were like, fuck Scorpios. Like, and I was like, tell me, what am I missing? And the comments were like, they're fucking liars. They're manipulators. And I was like,
I'm like, I know that's right. I'm not attacking you.
No, dude, I got like, fuck. And like, I guess we're just very, we're.
Oh, your community. Yeah.
But I guess they're just very like manipulative. But it can be both ways. Because I remember looking into it that we are manipulative, but it can be for like good reasons or for bad reasons. Sometimes we're manipulative because we want to help out a situation, not necessarily be a bad thing. So it just depends, guys. And they're, when I lie, they're white lies. They're not real lies. like I could have lied about the Kylie doll. I
know. No, and then with Leos, I think one of, like, the first thing that comes into people's heads is, like, cocky and self-centered and I'm this like true. No, but like I don't think I'm any of that. No. I think I'm very pretty and I think I'm very pretty and I admire myself. But that doesn't make me cocky, bitch, because I'm not a cocky person. If I was cocky, self-centered, yes.
he was like, self-centered, I could never, but I do love myself.
No, but I'm not cocky, because cocky would mean that I think I'm better than everybody else. Okay. That's not me.
Not cocky.
Because I am, I don't know if self-centered is a word, but like, I do have a high, ¿cómo se llama?
Confidence.
My confidence is really high, but that doesn't mean that I walk around into a room and be like, I look better than all these bitches. No, I just know that like none of these bitches would be able to make me feel like shit.
Yeah.
Because I'm confident with how I look. Mm-hmm. And then also it's a little creepy when people go to my house because I have pictures of myself everywhere.
Everywhere, dude. Like, everywhere.
Everywhere. But that is because he loves himself.
But it's very cocky. Well, you don't need to call it what it is.
fuck you.
You can just call it like you love yourself, and that's okay.
It's okay to be cocky. Fuck you.
Well, it's because like I feel like hating ass bitches are gonna call it like he's fucking cocky. But like if you're being for real, you just genuinely are super confident and you love yourself, and that's okay.
Yeah, because I'm not.
I'm not trying to make it better.
I'm not walking around being like ugly. I'm better. Ugly. Like no, just
to his sisters. Like ugly bitch, ugly bitch. No. I'm the pretty one.
No, I just have a high confidence.
Fuck you.
Okay, do you know like your moon, your sun, your rice, and your veggies?
You know, arroz y frijoles.
Do you know your other like zodiacs?
I did at some point, but I forgot because I downloaded an app and you need to know exactly what time you were born. I know I was born at 5 p.m., but I don't know the minutes. So I don't know exactly.
I think it was Daisy that checked mine because Daisy's really into all that, or was. I don't know if she still is now. So I remember she asked me for like my time of birth and all that fucking information.
She was like, let me calculate it.
Yeah, she's like, I really, really, really want to know. And I was like, okay, whatever. So based off of Daisy's, if she was correct, I'm a double Leo and a Scorpio. Explains why I hate myself. All right. I was like, am I really coggy?
You have a little Scorpio in you. Shut up. That's very Castro family of you. Because we're all Scorpios.
So that's always like, oh shit, that kind of makes sense because.
But that would make sense. I'm telling you, you just have like a very strong character. Mm. So it's crazy because you're a Leo and a Scorpio. And they're a
double
both,
Leo.
Yeah, no, that's kind of insane because like just a very strong. Mm. What's the word? Yeah, just a very strong characteristic.
Yeah, no, it's when she told me that, like, I was kind of like, oh, that makes sense. And then she started kind of, like, reading into it and telling me a bunch of stuff.
I want to look into it. I really want to know.
And that's why, like, I do believe in it because you can tell someone, like, for example, let's use Alex as an example. If these zodiac signs were, like, bullshit and somebody was, like, reading Alex, they can't give him characteristics that aren't going to make sense to him. Like, you think of Alex, and I think of Alex the same way that you do. He's very giving. He puts others first before him. He's very loving.
Yeah, he's not selfish at all.
And it's just like, why does it just so happen that like Libras matches
that? All Libras are like that.
Yeah, like it's just, I don't know, it's crazy. But let us know if you guys believe in zodiacs.
And Libras are so chill. Mm-hmm. They're so chill. They're like, oh my God, I just.
Oh, you know who else is a Libra? Isn't Lauro a Libra? I'm pretty sure Lauro's a Libra. Yeah. Aww. Yes. I'm pretty sure because I remember him telling me and I was like, oh my God, you have the same fucking character. That if I'm wrong, sorry about it.
Okay, can I read your horoscope?
Yeah.
There's this girl.
I want you to read my palm.
I'm like, high five. There's this girl that I follow. Wait, should I give her a shout out?
Yeah, what's her shout out? What's her shout out?
Her page is La Bruja Barbie.
Wait, that's kind of a sickening name.
Yeah, La Bruja Barbie. And one of my friends posted her one time and I was like, oh, let me see. And her horoscopes, bitch, are so on point. It's spot on. And she does like readings and stuff, but I. But I love her daily. Wait, where are they?
Wait, she does daily ones for everybody?
No, she just does like, for example, like November 3rd. And then she'll do like, here is your horoscope. She does. So every single day, she does the horoscope of every single sign.
That's what I just asked you, puta.
Yeah.
You said no.
But I'm confused. She stopped doing them. Or does she delete? Oh, I know. She probably just deletes them and keeps them. I'm so confused.
So you can't read mine?
No, I can, but she doesn't have them for the daily one. She only has the November 3rd one, so the day before my birthday.
Okay, I'll try to remember where I was at.
But she usually does them every day. Shout out to La Bruja and Barbie. Please keep doing them because they're badass.
A ver,
let's look for Leo, November 3rd, 2023.
I'm trying to remember where I was at. Okay.
It says, it's okay to turn away from something you thought you wanted, Leo. It's okay to change direction as soon as you realize that something can't offer you the kind of acknowledgement and respect you deserve. It's part of self-preservation. Don't make yourself available to situations where you can potentially be mistreated. If the vibes ain't right, exit the situation swiftly.
Ew, you see, this is why I hate these kind of things.
And you just like, it just matches something that's going on in your life.
But you see, that's why some people don't believe in it, because they say anybody can match a situation like that to your life. But
it's just the one point.
But I was going to say, like, this and specifically really does put me. I start crying. I was going to sneeze. I know. No. Where I was at on November 3rd, I don't want to talk about what happened, but I definitely was put in a position where I knew I shouldn't have gone or participated in something that I knew was probably going to lead up to something not cute at all.
Oh, shit.
And I did. And the next day, November 3rd, I was very, very, very upset at myself, because I was like, I knew I shouldn't have done that. And I fucking did it thinking that it was going to be different. And it turned out exactly how I thought it was going to be. And I was so upset at myself, because I was upset and kind of sad all day, because I kind of felt like I betrayed myself knowing how it was going to turn out. And I still went ahead and did it. So that's what you telling me that.
And it literally says, don't make yourself available to situations where you can potentially be mistreated.
And it says, don't make yourself available, because I didn't have to do it. But I was like, no, things could be different, even though I knew it was going to be cute. And it says,
exit the situation.
I'm going to exit right now.
Let me read yours. A ver, you want to read mine?
That one's fucking scary.
You don't know how to read.
I tell you something completely different.
A ver, this is the day before my birthday. It's like, happy birthday, Scorpio.
Okay. Make sure you finger every day.
perfect.
Okay. When you get angry, you get reckless, Scorpio. Once you feel like you've been pushed past your limit, you do not care how your actions or words affect those around you. This is when you are in your most vulnerable state, because you forget about the bigger picture and what's actually important when you're too riled up. Don't let others get to that point. It's not worth it. You're more powerful when you're calm and calculated. Your actions have more impact when you think them through.
Oh, I'm all gonna cry.
Stupid bitch.
No, you guys, I've told you, we've talked about this before, how I'm the type of bitch, unfortunately, that when I am angry, I am so sorry, but I say really mean things, and like, it's just the truth. But I feel like I have a lot of built up anger, and it just like comes out when I'm angry. It's like all hell breaks loose. But I have been working towards all of that ever since I saw a therapist. We talked about it, and I have been doing everything in my power to not let myself get to that level. So I think that's just like a cute reminder. Like, remember what happens when you let yourself go like that. So don't. But thankfully, I haven't really gotten to like a very angry spot like that in a while. So that's really, really good.
Oh, that's good.
But that makes sense. That's just my reminding.
Yeah, and I was going to say, like, I feel like not to bring up like our old shit, but I feel like when me and Yahtzee used to get into like really big arguments, I think we both have that characteristic of wanting to get underneath people's skin. When we're mad. When we're not mad, everything's chill, like whatever. But when you get into an argument, I think both of us being like fire signs, it turns very, very ugly.
Very ugly. Like very a quickly. Fucking crazy fire, and we both say things we don't mean.
Yeah, it just turns like really ugly. And I think it's that characteristic. And that's why I was saying that I feel like I bump heads with Scorpios when it comes to arguments. Because there is no winning. There is no winning a fucking Scorpio. And there is no winning a fucking Leo. So it turns really ugly.
But yeah, I've been doing working really, really hard at just like not letting myself get there because I realize nothing good comes out of that.
Yeah.
So if you're like us and you get angry, just, you know, do your best and be like, is it worth it? Is this argument really worth getting that fucking mad over?
And not only that, but it's also like what you just read in that thing. It's something that I try to remind myself a lot is that, is it really worth it? Because after you've done and said whatever you feel, I don't know about you, but I become very regretful. Like, I just hate that I took it there and I hate that I let it turn into that. But it is a very powerful feeling. Like, I've tried to turn into remembering how powerful the feeling is of, like, not letting myself get there. Like, being able to contain myself and be like, I'm not going to let it get there is very rewarding.
Yeah. Because
you're just like, oh, like, I stopped myself.
I did it. I controlled myself.
Yeah. But it's really difficult, especially when somebody else is involved and they're not respecting your boundaries. Mm-hmm. I think that's one of the biggest things that I've also learned with, like, therapy is, like, setting boundaries is going to make a huge change in the way you deal with things. And you have to, that's why it's easy. I mean, that's why it's hard, because sometimes those people around you that don't respect your boundaries, you kind of have to get rid of them because.
Yeah, they just pick at you.
It's not all your fault. Like, it's just like, if you have certain boundaries and especially if you've expressed them with this person and they don't give a fuck about them, it's going to turn ugly.
Yeah. Like, I had a not a good person in my life that I would literally be like, please, like, this is going to happen if you trigger me.
Yeah.
This bad.
Like, give me space, please. Like, leave me alone.
But they know what can happen if they trigger you and they purposely like doing it.
Yes. That's the fucking
and
worst.
they like literally don't give a shit. You tell them like, please, I don't want to get there because it's like the worst. Mm-hmm. And they're like, sorry about it. Mm-hmm. You know, those are people that you really need to get out of your life because that's not good for your mental health. And the fact, they're literally just like making fun of you. They're like, I don't care, babes.
And that's what I had to learn, because I was just like, I'm doing everything that I can to like hold myself. But like, if you can't respect my boundary when I just say, like, for example, one of my boundaries is like, if we're both talking already where our voice is rising, let's just walk away. I know it's the worst shit, because trust me, I like to fix shit when it's happening. But if voices are going up, because I can stay collected, but like, if somebody starts yelling at me or they're doing disrespectful things, roll their eyes when they're talking, I will go boom.
Like, that's a trigger.
It's a trigger, because I'm like, I'm not stupid and I'm talking to you calmly, but you're going to disrespect me, then we can get disrespectful.
We're like, damn.
No, yeah. So it's just like, if voices start going up, I'm like, you know what? Just walk away. And let me walk away.
We're so the same. Ew.
Yo, I hate it. And if I'm like walking away and they're like, no, then I'll be like,
maybe I'm a Leo too.
For real, we're like, bitch.
No, for real. But you know what this is making me think of?
What?
I think we should do an episode where you guys tell us like your stories, like either whatever you need advice on, like a breakup or you got in a fight with your friend or, you know, whatever. And then me and Louis can be therapists.
What if we give them bad advice?
All right. Sorry about it. I'm like, I was just kidding.
Put up a bun and fuck her up.
That's our advice.
Imagine they're like, well, it didn't work.
Or like, we can react to your crazy stories.
They're all going to be airing their business out to us.
They do, but we just don't tell them.
I'm down to give y'all advice, but just to tell me their chisme, pobrecita.
They all like to. Every time I'm like, so what's going on with your life? They're like, well, I fucked my teacher. And I'm like, what?
I'm like, does your teacher have another friend?
Like, to have muscles?
Turkey's coming up.
Oh, for real?
For Thanksgiving, not turkey.
Turkey Day.
Talking about like fucking cheese man and like people not respecting your boundaries. Have you cut off like friends from your life? Because I feel like cutting off a relationship is a little bit more common, but cutting off a friendship is a little bit harder sometimes for people.
Off the top of my head, I can't really think of like a really, really close friend of mine that I had to cut off, because
they're not even really close, just a friend that you were just like, this bitch is toxic for me.
There's one person in particular that I'm thinking about that just her traits. There was something about her traits that I was like, something's off here. Mm-hmm. And like, I hate that about myself. I hate that about myself, but I love it. Automatically, I can tell when I'm not going to vibe with someone.
Yeah.
Like off the bat.
Too. I'm really big on vibes.
And I can try to make it work, but I'm like, no, bitch, like there's something about you I just cannot really put my finger on it, but I can't vibe with you.
Yeah.
And off the bat, if I see more and more stuff, I'm like, sorry, babes, we can't make this work.
Yeah.
No, and it sucks because sometimes I'm like, oh, but maybe if I didn't cut him off, we could have been like amazing friends.
Yeah, like you just, that's what I'm saying. With friends, it's a little bit harder because sometimes with a relationship, you're just like, oh, I'm committed to this relationship. I'll make it work. But with friends, sometimes you're just like, sometimes it's easier to ignore the red flags because you're like, I mean, it's just a friend. Like how serious is the relationship or the friendship? And then you let it get really serious and it just gets uglier.
Exactly.
But you know what? I just remember. Okay, so I'm telling you guys that, like, I don't really look into horoscopes and stuff like that. Like, sometimes people just reading into me or reading about my future, I don't like it. Like, I think people need to ask for your permission to do that.
The one you told me?
The one that I told you.
Oh, that was crazy. Tell him.
It's because, like, for example, we also talked about Yati getting her cards read and all that.
That was bad.
Like I'm saying, I'm huge on energy, but you also shouldn't be fucking with energy, I think, of any sort.
Just let him give you a blowjob. Don't fuck it.
Like something quick. No, but I get scared to get like readings or for people to, I don't know, tell me what they see. Just it's my life and I want to enjoy it as a mystery, and whatever happens happens, and whatever lessons I learn along the way I learn.
Yeah.
But I remember this one time I was at a restaurant and I was going to a restaurant, and this is a really fancy restaurant, so I wanted to dress like pretty putona vibes. And I had a really nice outfit on. I had like this whole trench coat and I had sunglasses, and it was a really dark restaurant, so I feel like low-key people were gonna admire. I was hoping people would admire the outfit, like, okay, oh yeah, this looks good. And not tweet my own like bumpy, but when I walk in, I do notice a lot of people turning around.
Wow.
But I don't always know if those reactions are wow or if they're like, who's this Jota Mayor? Yeah. Like, so it's really hard for me to judge stares. Okay. So that's why I like wearing my glasses at night too. Like, it's just, I don't know who's looking at me. You're not knowing if I'm looking at you, and I'm just minding my own business. But yeah, I do remember I walked in. I just remember seeing everybody like turn around and like stare at me. And I was just like, okay, well, I'm here. And I was like, and I don't know if these stares are good or bad, but I don't care. I look sickening and I'm going to do me. So I'm walking to go sit down. I'm eating a little bit. A few hours pass by and I go to the restroom. And as I'm exiting the restroom, this lady's like standing outside waiting for me. And I thought it was going to be somebody like, oh, can I get a picture? Because I mean, that's happened to me before. Someone's just waiting for me outside of the restroom while I'm like, like in there. So I was like, but I walk out and there's this lady's waiting for me. And she's like, I don't fully remember what she told me, but she was like, hi, like, I'm so sorry to bug you, but I just wanted to say, like, and it was quick. Like, she didn't give me time to be like, oh, no, it's okay. But she was like, hi, I don't mean to like bug you or anything, but like, the moment you walked in, like, you just gave me this energy. And I was like,
wow. What?
Yeah, like, she was being really sweet, but she was like, you have this energy to you that, like, makes, like, heads turn. Like,
I want
to
fuck.
Imagine. She's like, I'm just trying to smash. No, but I guess she was a, I don't know, what is it?
A card reader.
I don't know. Some sort of reader of something. But, like, before she got into that, she was just saying, like, I'm really big on energy and, like, I don't know, something about you. Like, I didn't see when you walked in, but I felt it. And, like, I turned around and I see you and I knew the energy was coming from you. She's like, I really want to, like, look into it more. And then that's when she told me that she was some sort of, like, reader or something. And then I was like, oh, well, I thanked her because I was like, oh, thank you. Like, that means a lot. And especially because, like I said, you guys, I don't know if sometimes stares are good or bad. So I just, it was kind of like a little good feeling. I'd be like, oh, like, maybe that's why people were staring at me.
Cute.
But I thanked her and I was like, oh, thank you so much. And then I was like, you're really sweet. And she's like, yeah, like, I would love to, like, further look into it. I can sense that you're going through something right now with a special someone and you don't know what. And I was like, like, I wanted to be like, girl, what are you doing? Because I was like, we were just in the middle of like the restaurant hallway.
And she just started like reading you. Like,
yeah,
crazy.
But she looked so intrigued. Like, she, oh, and she was like, kind of, let me see. Cause I think she shook my hand or something, but then she was just holding my hand.
She was reading
that's
you.
That's when I was like, ugh.
Like, go.
No, but I literally was going to be like, wait, can you not do that, my love? But I kind of chimed in a little bit longer than I wish I would have, only because it sounded so relevant, like, to what was happening in the moment of my life. Like, literally as we're speaking, she was just saying, like, there's somebody in your life and I know you think it's difficult, but I can see something very beautiful. And, like, I don't know. She was just saying all this shit.
Oh my gosh.
I kind of was just like sitting there like, oh my God, what am I hearing right now?
What's going on?
And then at the end of that, I was like, oh, thank you. Like, I kind of like just stopped it. And I was like, I appreciate your kind words, blah, blah. And I remember she gave me her card. And
a ver, dámela.
Dude, and I was going to say, I just found it not too long ago.
Really?
In one of my bags.
And oh, I was shit. Like,
no, but I was just like, oh, shit. So when I walked away, like, later on, I was just kind of thinking about it. And I was like, oh, my God. But, I mean, it was cool to hear, like, a perspective like that. But like I said, I don't know. I just don't like hearing things like that.
I think that is kind of scary. And, like, the fact that she didn't even ask if she could read you.
I know. I thought she was going to be like, can you tip me or something?
She
like,
just started after. Reading you.
I know.
You're like,
eh. Y se me hizo más sospechoso after because she wasn't even like, oh, like it could have also just been like a very like business deed and been like, because she did give me her card, but I would have expected her to be like, can we talk a little longer or like, can you send me money for reading you or something? But she literally was just like, if you would allow me to, I would love to further look into. So I feel like she kind of wanted to give me like a little inside scoop. So like I don't know if that was
what's going on.
Yeah. Like it could have just been like a business tactic. And she was like, if you want to know more, like hit me up. But she was just like, I would love to like look into you more. If you allow me to, like, here's my card. Like, please reach out to me. And I was just like, thank you. But
I mean, those things, I feel like those things are so cool, but you're right. They're so scary. And like, yeah. Sometimes you're like, do I really want to know what's going on in my future exactly. and stuff like that?
Or like, do I want to know something that's going to like...
alter your decisions. Alter my
there you go. And that's what scares me. Because like, you know how you see like people saying like when they go back to the future, if they move any little thing, it changes their whole life.
Yeah.
Like that's a mind fuck to me because I fully believe that. Because it could... it's a whole thing. Like for example, just as simple as like you coming into film today. Like... hey, what if you didn't come to film? You decided to cancel on me. Then your night would have been so different and your day tomorrow would have been so different than what is actually going to happen tomorrow.
Do you feel like your future is already written and it has like all of those changes already written, or fate has like, you can alter your fate? Like you feel like it's already written or you can alter it?
That's a crazy question. I don't know.
I sometimes think...
because a reaction, I was going to say it's already written, but like, no, now that you put it that way, I don't know.
Like, is it already written and it already calculated all these different changes, or are we changing it as we go? Like, what if the book, our life book was like, Yuatsi's not going to film today, but she did come film. So it just completely switches like to something
like,
else.
Like rewrite history. Because you're going to say you sometimes feel what?
I don't know.
Oh, you're going to say sometimes. Right, I already altered your future.
Altered my future. I'm like, you mean this? We're trying to talk.
No, but you see, that's why I don't like talking about things like this, because it's a mind fuck.
It's
like,
a mind fuck for sure.
Like literally what you just told me right now, like, is it written or are we like writing as we glam and go?
I feel like at the end of the day, whatever it is that happens to us, it happens for a reason. Yeah. And I know me and you say this a lot, but I'm such a big believer of things happen for a reason.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know. Just always, something always happens for a reason.
So then maybe we fall into that category of we believe our faith is already written. Because I do strongly believe that everything happens for a reason. Like sometimes I'll be bummed out about something and I'm like, well, everything happens for a reason.
Like we couldn't make it to something or like we were really late to something. It's like, it's okay. Something crazy probably would have happened if this didn't happen.
Yeah. Oh, I talked about that once. I was going out to a club with my friends. It was super late already. You get to the club like at 1 a.m. But we were also hyped and wanted to go. We go to the club. We're there. Like, we're about to walk in. And I forgot. I couldn't find my ID.
Oh, shit.
And I had my ID in my pocket. I remember in the car, I was like, where the fuck? Like, I have my ID because somebody was like, ID check. And I was like, oh, I have my ID. Bitch. And then we get there. And I'm about to grab my ID because I put it in the little cup holder on the side of the door. Nowhere to be fucking found. Absolutely nowhere. I'm not kidding you when I tell you that all of my friends, me and 5 friends, were looking for the car. And I looked in that exact fucking door handle for my ID. I remember even putting my hand against the door, like the sides being like, what if it's stuck on there?
Yeah.
Nobody found it. We even had like girls from the club be like, what are you looking for? I was like, my ID. And they were helping us look.
Oh my God.
Yeah, it was like 2 girls that recognized me. So they were just like helping me. Full on tripping in the middle of the road because we had like, not in the middle, like on the side with the emergency lights.
Were you guys in an Uber?
No, Lauro was driving.
Oh, shit.
So Lauro was like, oh, like, let me help you guys. So he put his emergency lights on the side and we're all like looking for it. Nada, bitch. And I kid you not, I looked for it right there like 150 times in nada. And I was like, my ID just disappeared or what the fuck? So then before we got to the club, we made a stop at Chase Bank because we needed cash to pay for parking.
Okay.
So then I was like, oh, maybe I dropped my fucking card there. So then I was like, guys, I think we're gonna have to go back to Chase, which was 20 minutes going back.
Oh.
So I was like, we're not going to the club anymore. I was like, but I can't get in anyways. So we all leave and I'm like, I'm so sorry, you guys. Like, I know I had my ID. I probably dropped it. We go back to Chase. We go exactly where we parked. And it's 1 a.m. So I was like, the chances of somebody finding my ID and picking it up is like really small.
Yeah.
We go back. Fucking ID is nowhere to be found. Nowhere, nowhere, nowhere. We look all over the parking. We look by the like the ATM. Nothing. And I'm like all bum. I'm like, I'm so sorry, guys. I know you guys were hyped. Oh, it was one of my friends. His birthday was going to be at midnight or something like that. I don't know. Something, but it was a friend. So that's why I felt hella guilty. So we're in the car and I'm like, fuck, like it was all my fault. And I look one more time and I get my card.
Your ID.
My ID was the exact same. But what? I was like, and I turned back and I was like, my ID's right here. And everyone's like, what the fuck? Because even Adam checked, my friend Sal checked. They all put their hands right there. And I remember, I swear, I got my flashlight and I went like this.
That's weird.
And I was like, did one of you putas like grab it from me and put it? And they were like, no. Because I was the only one sitting in the front. They were all in the back. So none of them could have had the time to be like, let me reach over and grab it.
That's so weird.
But yeah, and I remember I talked about it on Instagram the next day and everybody was like, you were meant to not go out that night. Like something was going to happen. Like,
don't go out that night.
Yeah, like everything happens for a reason.
Same thing for my birthday. After the birthday dinner he took me to, we were going to go to the club. Yeah. And I always have my ID with me. Like, I literally always have my ID with me. Mm-hmm. Nunca me hace falta mi ID. And we were about to go to the club. I open my bag and I'm like, my ID's not in here.
Like, we're standing at the door.
So I didn't have my ID and we couldn't get into the club.
Yeah.
But then I'm like, you know what? What if we would have gone to the club and like we got in a fight with someone or like something weird happened
or like, I don't know.
I don't know. We got saved probably.
Yeah. And that's always how I see it. I'm just like, okay. I was like, it wasn't. And even my friends, dude, because my friends are very much like me. So after it happened, they were all like, no, girl. They're like, that was a sign. They're like, we did not have to go.
Yeah. There. That's a big ass sign.
Yeah. So I think they made me feel better. We grabbed food and whatever. And that's the same thing we did after your birthday, after you forgot your ID. We went back home. We grabbed food. We played games. So it was still a very enjoyable night.
It was very
night.
Fun.
But yeah, that's a trip.
Yeah. Should we
talk about our car accident? What? Our car accident.
Louis crashed. I'm just kidding.
Bitch, no, I didn't, puta.
No, we got in a car accident.
No, we didn't.
Well, we were in an Uber, and the Uber got in a car accident. And me and Addy were in the back. We got, what is it called? Rear-ended.
Mm-hmm.
We were just in the back, and it was in the middle of Chisme. I had my seatbelt on, but I was telling Adam and Louis something. I was like, blah, 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 blah. And then we just feel the fucking chingadaso from the back. And I was like, oh.
Yeah. It wasn't that ugly.
Otra vez all dramatic.
I know. It was all soft and cute.
No, I was like, no, well, it was actually, for you, maybe.
No, it was actually a pretty bad one. And I was sitting in the front seat. So, I mean, no me pegó as ugly as Yoatzi and
we
Adam.
Were in a small little Tesla. And it was a big ass fucking truck.
Like, all you see are the headlights in the back.
Yeah, just like, boom. It hit us pretty hard to the point where I got whiplash. And I had, like, really bad neck and back pain. And me and Adam felt like nos sacaron el aire through the bag. Yeah. We're like, oh, we're like, what the fuck? And we just looked at each other like, oh, like, did we just crash? Or did we get in an accident? That's pretty scary.
I can't imagine how you guys felt. I was sitting in the front and I was like listening to Yoatzi and I was just like, oh, and like, it's crazy how fucking whiplash like works because like your body's right there. You're like relajadito. You don't know what's happening. It's just a sudden like.
Pinche sacudida nos dieron. I was like, oh.
Yeah. Like luckily the car didn't like jump on top of the Tesla or anything like that. But yeah, it was ugly. And like the fear just immediately went. Like even though I knew that was as bad as it was going to get. But like my body went into panic. Like,
yeah,
I remember
Louis was all shaking.
I was shaking and I've never really felt like my blood pressure go up, but I feel like that's probably what I felt. My hands felt hinchadas as fuck right after, and I felt like I don't know, I almost felt like I was gonna pass out. It was a weird ass feeling.
I feel like I was in shock, and then like the shock happened and I didn't really feel nothing, and then like 15 minutes later after we kept driving I was like, oh, my neck hurts really
like it's more
bad.
Like you're in shock and you're like tense as fuck, like, and then after like we start calming down, me too, I was like, oh, my back, my neck, all right, I was like, I need a check.
Fucking, and then Adam was like, I have a really bad headache.
Oh yeah, Addy had a whole headache the whole rest of the night. But
that was crazy. But if you're fucking driving and you're not fucking paying attention to what's happening in front of you, mm-hmm. Fuck you.
Yeah, it was very much the guy behind us. It wasn't our Uber's fault. It was the guy behind us.
He was distracted as fuck.
Yeah, he was distracted.
Probably watching porn or something dumb.
A little bit. But yeah, it was ugly, but I'm glad we're okay. And
yeah, we're all okay.
We're safe, but that was not a cute
That was
experience.
Scary, so don't text and drive. Just keep your eyes on the fucking road, please. Thanks.
And on that note, have a nice night.
Let's go.
All right. No, yeah, you guys, I think that's all that we have for you guys for this episode. I hope y'all enjoyed the chisme, the horoscopes, the Annabelle doll, and
Britney Spears.
Yeah. We talked about so much in this episode.
We did. It was a little rant.
But don't forget, you guys, link in bio our dime collection.
Let us know which ones you're going to get.
Remember, November 9th is when it launches. Yeah. Our Instagram for more information. But we'll see you guys on our next episode.
Bye.